claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
Big audience.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small business.
Hey, we got Jim standing by on the power hour. He's getting ready to start. All right, here we go.
Glad you got it.
Of the 21st century, it is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free news.
Hey,
and our break.
More advertisements from them.
4 hours.
What?
28 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website is thepowerhour.com. Or text
power 28
together. Our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oliver Oregano.
Okay, let me let Jim know we're all set, ready to go. We should be simulcast.
3 of blends of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Oliver Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting the Power.
Okay,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
Looks
like we're all set here. Let me get my... Here we go, finally.
Hello, Power Hour Nation. This is Jim Fetzer sitting in once again. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley, and it's always a great honor to be joining you here on a simulcast with Revolution Radio. I begin with an expose exclusive. 80% of COVID-19 deaths in August were people who'd been vaccinated already, according to public health data. Now, this is coming out of the UK because the CDC and the American media are lying to us about everything. Further evidence the COVID-19 vaccine program is a huge failure has been released, confirming throughout the whole of August, 80% of those who allegedly died of COVID had been vaccinated against the disease. We're living in strange times indeed, if you believe the program is working, because authorities on television may be saying that, and God knows here in the U.S. we're getting it 24/7. Then you must find it extremely strange the UK is in the middle of a third wave, especially during the summer, when you consider in the summer of 2020, COVID deaths flatlined to zero, even though an injection was not available. But the strangeness, the oddities don't end there. Just take a look at the latest COVID-19 statistical report released by Public Health Scotland on the 8th of September. The report provides an array of data on testing, quarantine, vaccination cases, hospitalization, death, but it doesn't get very interesting until you read Table 15 covering the number of COVID-19 positive cases by week and vaccination status. Interesting because it shows the majority of confirmed cases are now among the vaccinated population. In the most recent week from 28 August to 23 September, the report shows there were 20,744 confirmed cases among the unvaccinated who are more likely to be tested for the simple reason that they have yet to be received the vax. But it also shows there were 5,508 confirmed cases in the partially vaccinated and 16,810 among the fully vaxxed, which means there were 22,318 cases between 28 August and 3 September among the vaccinated population, almost 2,000 more than in the unvaxxed. This is just outrageous. According to Table 16, moreover, there were 36 admissions to hospitals for among the unvaccinated, while there were 7 admissions on the partially vaccinated. However, there was a huge 299 admissions among the fully vaccinated over 60 population. So we're seeing the pattern repeat over and over again. What we see here, COVID-19 injections are increasing the risk of hospitalization when exposed to COVID by 70%, instead of reducing the risk by the 95% claimed by the vaccine manufacturers and authorities. So they're lying to us 24/7. PHS, Public Health Scotland, has been clever the way they presented their data to make it harder to sort out. They're including deaths from the height of the alleged second wave, where just 9% had received a single dose and less 0.1% fully vaccinated. So they were very snarkily able to give the impression the majority of COVID deaths were occurring in the unvaccinated, when the data is precisely the opposite. Now, everyone needs to bear in mind the following key considerations. The SARS-CoV-2 virus has never been isolated. That means actually they cannot possibly have a vaccine for it. The vaccines, therefore, do not cure it, but suppress symptoms. Those who are vaccinated are not cured and capable of transmission. These are not traditional vaccines, which introduce a weak strain so your body can develop antibodies, but instead use mRNA, which performs a feat of gene splicing. It actually changes your DNA. The risks of the vaccines are greater than those of the virus. They're only authorized on an emergency basis. And even though the FDA played a little game here, claiming they were approving a new Pfizer called something like Comirnaty, they had to say immediately that it wasn't available, because emergency use authorizations are only permissible if there's no available alternative. So they had to approve it to get the false impression, the DNA, that the FDA had approved a Pfizer vaccine, and then declare immediately it was unavailable to preserve the emergency use, where as long as it's under emergency use, they're not even required to publish the ingredients in the vaccine. Fauci, of course, whom I refer to as Tony the Rat, continues to mislead the American people. We have a video that went viral lately of 2019, where Fauci was just ridiculing the use of masks, saying they did no good. If you were to go to my blog at jamesfetzer.org, you would find that I have 6 or 8 articles, including one from the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, which is the leading scientific medical association in the United States, going through multiple studies and revealing why the masks do no good. They actually create great harm. It should be obvious why they create great harm. Number one, that they don't do any good. It's because the virus is tiny compared to the filtration system provided by the mask. Think of a ping pong ball in relation to a hula hoop. Number two, of course, you're recycling oxygen-depleted air. That means you're killing brain cells. Now, unlike skin cells, which regenerate, brain cells do not. So you're actually killing off brain cells. In the third place, of course, obviously, you're putting additional strain on your cardiovascular system. And indeed, I'm just talking about the mask now, because these mRNA are causing cardiomyopathy, a kind of heart inflammation, even among teenagers. In other words, the situation is about as stunning as it could possibly be, and 100% opposite of what we're being told by the media. And fourth of all, the masks accumulate gross particles from inside your body that you're seeking to get rid of. Anthony Fauci and his colleagues, just to show how Fauci is lying again and again and again, has reported on a study about the Spanish flu, where they discovered that most of the deaths were not from the Spanish flu, but from bacterial pneumonia infections. Now, it turns out bacterial pneumonia infections are promoted by wearing face masks. I'm convinced, by the way, that this massive global depopulation agenda, and mark my words, that's exactly what it is, being promoted by genocidal globalists, of whom Anthony Fauci, the CDC, even the FDA, certainly the WHO, Imperial College, and the NIH are all participating, are out to massively depopulate the world. I have been giving this a lot of consideration. And when you look at the way in which power is being exercised, and we're going to get a dramatic illustration here momentarily from my special guest today, Danny Siras, who has a massive background in law enforcement, who just received a stunning report you will practically fall out of your seat when you hear what Danny has to say. They're all aware of what's going on. They know the truth. They know these vaccines are, in Sherry Tenpenny's words, perfectly designed killing machines. Danny, are you with us?
Can you hear me okay today?
Yeah, go ahead, Danny. There's a little crinkle there. You go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, what you're talking about is a letter that I obtained from an attorney that's first person from an employee, and it is quite stunning, sir. I'm hoping that you read it on the air today.
Yes, I will, Danny, particularly since it's very difficult to hear you. Let me see if I cannot find it, Danny. Yes. Maybe Todd, you can reconnect. Perhaps get Danny's number and you call Danny if you can, and perhaps Todd, while I'm tracking down the report we're talking about. Is that possible? Okay, thank you very much. What Danny said is the following, which he got from an attorney. Listen to this about the Moderna vax. A friend of mine, her sister works at Moderna in their vaccination production center. She says they are all paid huge amounts of money to keep their mouths shut about what's in the vaccine and what it's meant to do to the vaccinated person. She was talking about millions of U.S. dollars they get and have to sign a confidentiality agreements and more legal agreements, so nobody will ever talk about it at all. In short, once you take the jab, and in a matter of minutes, a plastic-like synthetic graphene oxide, actually, is a technical name, is spreading throughout the body and invading the capillaries. It attaches itself to the most fragile, weakened internal organs you have. There it radiates the organ and the whole body 24/7 until it gets significantly damaged. As a result, some people with heart issues will get myocarditis or a heart attack. Others with benign ovarian issues will get ovarian cancer or lung, kidney, prostate, malignant issues. She said to us the introduction of this structure is deliberate. No design error, no accident, but it's done with the explicit purpose of radiating you, similar to plutonium, but slower and impossible to detect. This explains why Geiger counter, this explains why being around vaccinated people are having, why Geiger EMF devices pick up higher levels of radiation in vaxxed people compared to those who are unvaxxed. It also explains why being around vaxxed people or having intimate contact with them does influence you at EM field level, and you get sick, you bleed, or have migraines or radiation-like symptoms, which we call shedding. Pretty much the perfect bioweapon. The same applies to all other mRNA vaccines. Danny, do we have Danny, Todd? Have we been lucky?
I'm here, Dr. Fetzer. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, very good, Danny. So much better. Please go ahead and elaborate on the background to what I've just read. This is stunning stuff.
Yeah, I actually got that from an attorney contact I have this morning, Dr. Fetzer. I read that, and I was quite shocked. You know, we all knew this kind of stuff was going on, but to get something from the inside from a tipster like this is quite powerful, sir, no doubt about it.
Yeah, what it means is that, and I'm now convinced, by the way, that Joe Biden was made president in the election of 2020, which, again, I say, involves such massive electoral theft that it had to be bankrolled by a resource that had virtually unlimited funds. And now the control of the media 24/7 and the way in which doctors and physicians through the AMA and other venues are being controlled tells me there's really only one source in the world that could be doing this. That is the Rothschild banking empire, which now wants to extend its reach to control the entirety of planet Earth. We all know, of course, that the foremost advocate, the proponent of the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, has been promoting the idea of the Great Reset, where everyone gives up all their property and assets. They'll pay off your credit cards, your student loans, your mortgages. If you give up all your assets to them and agree to a vaccination regimen, then they'll put you on a stipend and give you a cubicle where you can live. But if you disagree with them, if you refuse a vaccine, you'll be put into a COVID camp. And we've already heard the CDC talking about their COVID camps. They're like roach motels. You can check in, but you cannot check out. So I'm convinced now it's the Rothschild banking empire, where it turns out Klaus Schwab himself is a Rothschild. Danny, your thoughts?
Well, sir, you know, you would know more about that than me, but yeah, definitely they would have the reach to do this. I mean, we're seeing things being done now that we've never seen before. I told you the other day, where I live in my county, they're starting to call people on the phone and ask them if they can come to their house to give them a COVID injection. It's getting quite disturbing. We don't even know how they're getting the number. But I heard a voicemail the other day that was played for me, and the person's name was read out over the voicemail. And they basically said, we have your name on our list as being not vaccinated, and we'd like to come to your house and vaccinate you. Could you please call us back? It's amazing, sir, the lengths that they're taking to go after people with this harmful jab, sir.
The answer, of course, ought to be no, just don't call back. We have students all over the country, and there was a report that the University of Kentucky football game this weekend had the loudest chant, but the students realized this Biden administration is such a calamity that it's so destructive to the United States on so many levels, the border crossing, the Vietnam, the Afghanistan withdrawal, releasing criminals, defunding the police, a whole host of other issues, that the students have picked up a chant, F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden. And Kentucky, at the game this weekend, got the report of having the loudest chant, the loudest chant. I'll tell you, it's disgusting. I began to explain why I believe they wanted someone to be the fall guy, to be the president, while this destruction of the United States and mass murder takes place. And they selected Joe Biden, who's clearly demented. Whether this is the real Joe, the same guy who served as senator from Delaware for so many years, is an open question. But regardless, they have made this Joe Biden the fall guy, and he's going to be the one. No one else, you see, seeing what was coming, would have been willing to do it. And Kamala Harris, who's a complete and total nitwit, was a perfect running mate for Biden. Remember, in Phoenix, just days before the election back on November 3rd, Joe Biden made a joint appearance with Kamala Harris. And the press in Arizona was embarrassed to report nobody, not one person, zero, zilch, nada, turned up to see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris together. And yet we're supposed to believe this guy got more votes than any other candidate for president of the United States. Danny, it's insulting beyond belief, but I'm now convinced, and when you think about the amount of money that went into stealing that election, once again, it leads back to the Rothschild. And did I mention Klaus Schwab himself as a Rothschild? I don't mind repeating, making the point emphatic. Danny.
Yeah, I saw that football game, sir, with the chants. I mean, people are definitely letting our government know what they think. I mean, you did a good job pointing out the border crisis is out of control. I mean, we can see all the people under the bridge there in Texas. It's completely out of control. You know, I'd like to point out, I was listening last night to Juan O'Savin being interviewed by the Navy SEAL Mike Ojako, and they were talking about the calamity that was happening in Afghanistan, and I'm glad you pointed that out. But what was very disturbing that Juan had pointed out is all of our spy aircraft was left on the ground. And he was reporting that there were Chinese taking apart our electronics in those planes as we were evacuating to get our secret, our secret computer stuff that's on those. And he says it's very disturbing that all of our enemies are getting the hands on all of our expensive military equipment and our secret electronic equipment that's operating in that equipment, sir. There's a very, very disturbing agenda here taking place with all of our military equipment being left on the ground. We're seeing photos of our equipment being loaded up on trucks, flatbed trucks, and being hauled off. It's definitely very, very disturbing, sir, what's going on right now.
And then you have the Secretary of Defense, this Lloyd Austin, who is totally unqualified. He's instructing our troops a critical race theory. He wants to have them all vaxxed. He's searching for domestic terrorists in the U.S. military, for white supremacists, Danny. Have you ever heard of anything so ludicrous? But look, when the vax is a death jab, if you have the Secretary of Defense declaring that all the U.S. military has got to take a death jab, what do you think is the consequence of that, Danny? This Biden administration, it's so clear, it's un-American, it's operating to promote the interests of some entity other than the American people. I mean, on a scale heretofore unimaginable, is not only giving away about $1 billion in military equipment, whereas you observe the Chinese can reverse engineer and figure out how our most sophisticated weapons were designed, which, by the way, they've done for decades and decades and decades. They've had spies here. Eric Swalwell, congressman from California, was banging fang fang. He had a Chinese aide he was having sex with who turned out to be a spy for communist China. And Nancy Pelosi is so deeply in bed with the Chinese, too, that she has done nothing to reprimand him. Think of this. Swalwell is on the Intelligence Committee for the Democrats. The Democrats have gone full-blown socialist communists. They've thrown in with the Rothschilds. They're out to destroy the country because they felt it would enhance their power and control. We'll be right back with Danny Searon.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet.
Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer with my special featured guest, Danny Sears, who has a massive background in law enforcement, where Danny and I have done collaborative research on multiple issues, and we're including exposing that the death of Kobe Bryant was fake. I mean, it's unbelievable how brilliant Danny has been in spotting that the alleged wreckage was too sparse, too little, was right on a road where they could have taken a dump truck and put it all out there, and that the helicopter that was in the crash debris wasn't even Kobe's chopper. I mean, how bad is that? Now, Danny has also picked up a one-minute video of a Chinese Communist Party vaccine plan. What the Chinese Communist Party wants most is to have U.S. troops be vaccinated, where Lloyd Austin is going along with a program. I'm going to play this. It's only a minute, and see if you can hear it. And if there's any problem, I'll read the captions. Here we go. Well, once they get vaccinated, the U.S. military will collapse and the CCP will triumph. I tell you, the vaccination will basically be near the end when the U.S. elite society is about to collapse because of their fear of death, and because these rogue, low-level politicians, opportunists, mean to evade responsibility, especially when the Wall Street, Hollywood celebrities, the White House, and the troops are vaccinated. I can assure you, there will be no vaccination limit. The people there pushing the vaccine behind the scenes will likely have achieved their goal Vaccination will no longer be achieved, and the antidote will be provided. What is the antidote for? It's not enough to heal the damage. It's too prevalent. Instead of a remedy for the vaccine, those who are vaccinated are sentenced to death. The antidote is still in the hands of the CCP. When they offer you the antidote, they're going to offer you the antidote as long as you're cooperative. Now, let me say that remark was in Chinese so that, you know, all I had in English was a commentary, and I wasn't quite able to catch it. Danny, tell us more about this little video. It is so revealing. And here you have the Secretary of Defense participating in the Chinese communist plan to decimate the American military.
Yeah, it's quite shocking, sir. What you could do is you can replay it, and if you pause it in between the caption lines, you can slow it down. But it's quite disturbing. They say that their ultimate goal, and they're bragging about it, their ultimate goal is to get our troops vaccinated, and then basically it's checkmate, and they can take over the United States. And they're also touting how they have an actual antidote. And there's two antidotes. There's one they're going to put on the market that's going to be fake. At least that's my interpretation. And that the real one, of course, they're not going to give out. It's very, very scary, sir, what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, American people need to understand just how dangerous this vaccine is. And the fact that they're cooperating at all with the Chinese, the fact that Joe Biden and some of our government is tied to the Chinese is very, very disturbing, sir, without a doubt.
Yeah, remember, we had from the Hunter Biden laptop all this evidence of business dealings with China involving Joe Biden, his brother, and his son, Hunter. I mean, the man is as corrupt as they get. Again, I say once more, the very idea, a man who spent 35 years running for the presidency three times, and until South Carolina had not won a single caucus or a single primary, and that his running mate dropped out before Iowa. She didn't even make it to the very first caucus, and yet they should be president and the vice president. What's wrong with this picture? I'm going to follow Danny's suggestion and pause, start, stop, and pause so I can read all the captions. Remember, it's in Chinese. What the Chinese Communist Party wants the most is to have the U.S. troops get vaccinated. That's the first caption. Here's the second. Once they get vaccinated, the U.S. military will collapse. Here's the third. And the CCP will triumph. After the U.S. troops are vaccinated, I tell you, the vaccination against the CCP virus will basically be near the end. When the U.S. elite society is vaccinated I slipped here, Danny, with the video. Let me see if I, here we go. Okay. I'll pick it up. And I'll catch up where we were. Once they get vaccinated, the CCP will, after the troops are vaccinated, I tell you, the vaccination will basically be near the end. When the U.S. elite society is vaccinated because of fear of death and lack of faith, and because these rogue low-level politicians, opportunists, damn. Danny, I've got to get back to it. Let me see. Here we go.
You were doing well, sir.
I'm on it now. Here we go. When the U.S. elite society is vaccinated because of fear of death and lack of faith, and because these rogue low-level politicians, opportunists, mean to evade responsibility, especially when Wall Street, Hollywood celebrities, the White House, and the troops are vaccinated, I assure you there will be no vaccination. The people who are implementing the vaccination are soon to be finished. Those who are pushing the vaccine behind the sign likely will have achieved their goal. Vaccination will no longer be promoted, and the antidote will pop up. It's not enough to heal the damage is to prevent you from transmitting the virus. Danny, listen, there's more to it, but I think you are right. You've done a brilliant job in getting this out there, and I'm simply delighted. Give us further comments about it.
Well, what's very disturbing to me, sir, when I read that, is that they're touting that they're trying to inject our troops, sir. We should talk about that. I mean, you know, if we have this information, we know our government has this sort of information. I mean, the Chinese are putting it out on the airwaves. The fact that our leaders are trying to force inoculate our troops with a very dangerous and deadly, as near as we can tell by the deaths and injuries, deadly vaccine or so-called vaccine is very, very disturbing, sir. I mean, ultimately, of course, it might be their goal. Think about who would benefit if we had troops that were deathly sick or were injured or killed by a vaccine. Who would be left to protect the United States? Who would be left to operate all of the military, equipment? You know, what a way to take over a country if their military, you know, becomes incapacitated before you even want to take over a country. And that's what it sure appears to, sir. We don't have absolute proof, but why would they force inoculate our troops and tell them they have to take this vaccine when they can see the injuries and they can see the death around the country, sir? It makes no sense. It's very disturbing. I'm glad to see General Berger, the Commandant of the Marines, pushing back and saying, absolutely not. Do not come near our Marines with that needle. I'm glad to see there's a lot of pushback, sir. We see a lot of our troops quitting. We see a lot of officers quitting, handing in their commissions. We see a lot of pilots turning in their wings. But it is very disturbing, sir, to see this push to go after our troops. And I don't know, I for one am very, very concerned when I see this.
Oh, so am I, Danny. Now, I've had a report, which may be disinformation, that the Berger story was, in fact, not true. I would like to believe it is true. I myself am a former Marine Corps officer and very proud of the Corps. And this guy Berger seems to me to be the single most responsible military officer in the entirety of the U.S. military. So I hope those reports are true. Have you heard anything to the contrary?
I have not heard anything to the contrary, sir. I've read the same reports. Of course, I can't listen to the phone calls, and I don't know anybody that's in there. But it seems like a common sense thing, sir. Some of the reports General Berger has touted about it being an emergency authorization use. It's not a vaccine. Some of the reports he's touted that it's dangerous. He's touted some of the deaths and the injuries. So that seems to be some common sense in there. And I'm hoping that they are true. I can't imagine the troops going along with this. You know, I've seen several videos of troops online being asked if they will take the vaccine. And many of them are very adamantly saying no on many of the videos that are being posted on some of the social platforms. So I can only hope that that is the sentiment that is taking place, because we cannot afford to have any of our troops injured or worse with a poison experimental vaccine, sir. It would just be horrific. It would set up the United States for an absolute nightmare. And I just can't imagine a more horrible situation. Not to mention, sir, feeling so badly because I have such a profound respect for all of our military, all the branches, and all the men and women that are in there, sir. They just don't deserve to be jabbed by a substance that could possibly injure them or make them sick, especially while they're doing such a duty as protecting the citizens of the United States, as they are doing, sir.
Now, I imagine many out there in the audience are falling out of their chair, that they're slack-jawed, that they're stunned in disbelief of what Danny and I are reporting here. Well, here's further proof coming right from the FDA, who Friday had a conference about the attempt by Pfizer to have a third shot, a booster shot. Listen to this. FDA allows whistleblower testimony that COVID-19 vaccines are killing and harming people. This is from Brian Shilhavy, the editor of Health Impact News. More people are dying from the shots than from COVID. 71 times more are suffering heart attacks. There's a 1,000% increase in adverse effects. Vaccine hesitant are smarter than the doctors. The FDA held a vaccine advisory committee meeting on Friday, the 17th, to discuss authorizing a third Pfizer booster shot. There were signs heading in that there could be some fireworks. Two top vaccine research scientists, Dr. Marion Gruber and Dr. Philip Krause, deputy and deputy director of the Office of Vaccine Research at the FDA, have recently resigned. This followed a report in The Lancet that 18 officials at the FDA opposing the Biden administration plan to start distributing booster shots before the FDA had even approved them. To say there were fireworks might be an understatement. The 18 members voted 16-2 against approving the booster, though later giving an endorsement to approving them for people 65 and older. That had to be a sop, Danny. I'm embarrassed they did that. During the open session, dissenting doctors questioning the Pfizer shots were given a chance to address the public with their concerns. Let me tell you, this is unprecedented because the administration has gone all out to suppress any criticism whatever, including removing videos from YouTube, censoring massively, taking programs down, all that sort of thing. Where nevertheless, you can still find an abundance, not on YouTube, but on BitChute on my channel, BitChute channel Jim Fetzer. Just go, you're going to find a bonanza of studies by the best scientists giving accurate information. They presented to the public real data about the shots that's been heavily censored. Dr. Joseph Freeman, an emergency room physician from New Orleans, stated there are no trials large enough to prove the COVID-19 vaccines reduce hospitalization without causing serious harm. He lamented the fact that the vaccine hesitant coming into his emergency room were more educated on the risk of COVID-19 vaccine than those who have been vaccinated. Here's some of what he said. I know many think that vaccine hesitants are dumb or just misinformed. That's not at all what I've seen. In fact, typically, independent of education bubble, the vaccine hesitant I've met in the ER more familiar with vaccine studies, more aware of their own COVID risks than the vaccinated. For example, many of my nurses have refused the vaccine despite seeing COVID-19 cause more death and devastation than have most people. I ask, why refuse? They tell me while they've seen the firsthand danger of COVID, the elderly, the obese, diabetics, they think their risk is low. They're not wrong. A 30-year-old female has about a 1 in 7,000 chance of catching COVID and being hospitalized. He pointed out a recent study showed the risk of vaccine-induced myocarditis, as is heart disease in young males, is higher than the risk of hospitalization for COVID. He called for larger studies to be conducted. We, the medical establishment, cannot confidently call out anti-COVID activists who publicly claim the vaccines harm more than they save, especially in the young and healthy. The fact that we do not have the clinical evidence to say these activities are wrong should terrify us all. Steve Kirsch, executive director of the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund, also gave testimony beginning. I'm going to focus my remarks today with the elephant in the room nobody likes to talk about, that the vaccines kill more people than they say. He presented data proving that the belief these vaccines are safe simply is not true. He gave several facts that show, most of which we've previously covered here in Health Impact News. For example, people have 71 times more risk of heart attack following a vaccine than any following COVID-19 vaccines than any other vaccine. Let me repeat that. There's a 71 greater risk of heart attack following a COVID-19 vaccine compared to every other vaccine the U.S. has ever allowed to be administered to the public. Hirsch claimed that expert analysis of existing data, including the six-month Pfizer trials and Evers data, prove the shots are killing more people than they allegedly save. About 411 deaths per million doses, that translates into about 150,000 people have died from the Pfizer shot. Danny, because the Evers system only gets 1% of reporting and it's tricky at that, I believe you can add a couple of zeros there, which means, in my opinion, there have been well over a million deaths from these shots, which is being concealed from the public. Then he presented data from the Israeli Ministry of Health. The real numbers confirm we kill more than we say. I'd love to look at the Israeli Ministry of Health data on the 90-year-olds when we went from a 94.4 vaccinated group to a 92.9 vaccinated in the last 4 months. Dr. Jessica Rose, PhD, Master of Science, Bachelor of Science, who's done extensive work on the Evers data, also gave a presentation where she showed we have a 1,000% increase in adverse events following COVID vaccines as compared to all previous vaccines in prior years. It's absolutely stunning. And Danny, I'd like to point out all this is being done in gross violation of the Nuremberg Code. Many Americans don't realize, but after World War II, when it was discovered that Joseph Mengele had been conducting bizarre medical experiments on prisoners without their consent, adopted the Nuremberg Code. This is international law. Listen to this. The Nuremberg Code aimed to protect human subjects from enduring the kind of cruelty and exploitation prisoners endured at concentration camp. The 10 elements of the code are: voluntary consent is essential. That's number one. Let me point out, voluntary consent means you're informed of the benefits, but also all of the risks. That's not even possible with these COVID injections because the risks, the long-term risks, are not even known. Not only that, but they must be informed of available alternatives, which would include HCQ and ivermectin. That, too, is being massively suppressed. So there's no way what's going on here is in conformity with the Nuremberg Code, where, by the way, the penalty for violation extends to death. Second, the results of any experiment must be for the greater good of society. Well, if you're a genocidal globalist and you see reducing the world's population from 8 billion to something closer to 500 million, and yes, that's their declared objective, on the Georgia Guidestone might be viewed as good, but it's for a tiny fraction of society. Obviously, killing our friends, our relatives, our neighbors would not be viewed as for the good of society by any rational, moral human being. But these people are grossly immoral, and the evil have the advantage over the good, that the evil are willing to adopt means that the good would not, including those that violate the Nuremberg Code. Third, human experiments should be based on previous animal experimentation. Well, we've been told in their effort to expedite the availability of the vaccine that they skipped the animal trials. That appears to be false. And if it were true, all by itself, it excludes the use of these vaccines if we're going to be ethical and follow the Nuremberg Code. You can't use it if you haven't done animal experiments. Danny, I'm convinced they did the animal experiments, but the animals died. They're not revealing that to the public, but since that was the objective, in their opinion, the animal experiments were positive data to support going a whole. Fourth, experiments should be conducted by avoiding physical, mental suffering, and injury. But, I mean, the number, the heart attack, the blood clots, the death taking place are simply overwhelming. It's promoting Parkinson. The spike protein is generating prions, which are responsible for mad cow disease. They eat holes in your brains. We're going to have an outbreak of dementia here in short order. That's going to be stunning. No experiments. This is fifth. No experiment should be conducted if it's believed to cause death and disability. Well, how many deaths, how much disability do we have to have? In the past, Danny, in the past, a tiny, a minuscule proportion of what's happened here would have been sufficient to remove a product or a vaccine from public access. It would have already happened. And this is another reason I'm convinced there's massive, powerful forces behind all of this, controlling all levels. And why it appears to be the Rothschilds, though the Chinese also appear to be in bed here with the whole project too. And obviously the Chinese have vast resources. Here's another. No experiment. The risks should never exceed the benefits. Well, here the risks are overwhelmingly exceeding the benefits. Now, Danny, I'm convinced most Americans who've taken the jab did so in the false belief that the vax was good, in which case, even if the COVID pandemic is real, then you may have saved yourself from serious harm. And if it's fake, then you only suffered the minor inconvenience of an unnecessary vaccination. But once you realize that these appear to be perfectly designed killing machines, you realize a vax is bad. So whether COVID is real or COVID is fake, you're going to induce in yourself great harm or even death. In fact, I'm congratulating themselves on having convinced the American people to line up to take a vax that may, in fact, bring about their own death. Danny, your thoughts?
Well, sir, you know, the Nuremberg Code was put in for a reason. I'm really glad that you went over that, and I would encourage everybody to read it for themselves. Go online. There's plenty of videos on the Nuremberg Code. You know, what's scary is there's attorneys out there saying that, you know, that's not really a law. You know, they don't have to follow that. I find that to be ridiculous in nature that anybody would say that. I mean, there were people that were hung, sir, over violating that. There were doctors and nurses that were hung at Nuremberg over this situation. And you know what? It is quite scary that they're just acting like this isn't in place and they're forcing these shots on the American people. Very, very disturbing.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting "This is a drill, this is a drill" on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence. The
the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on...
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting here on the Power Hour, where I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley. We all miss her. Danny Siris, with massive law enforcement background, and I've collaborated on quite a few exposés, and I'm so pleased Danny pointed out to me that less than a minute, 57-second clip from China, where they're talking about vaccinating the U.S. military in order to wipe out our military capability, and how it's being promoted by celebrities, the White House, rogue politicians, and that everyone's going to get wiped when the effects take place. Now, Danny not only sent that to me, but for those who are still stunned and in a state of disbelief, we have yet another report here coming from a funeral director in the UK who's blown the cover of the COVID hoax. He is very honest. He's very straightforward. He acknowledges he's putting his own life at risk. In his video, which runs 38 minutes, he explains that the whole COVID business is a sham, that he's been directed to reclassify deaths from all kinds of causes as having been COVID, that he's aware the vaccine is causing death and devastation, and that there's tremendous pressure for this to go forward. He even says he was extended a bribe, but it was trifling compared to the millions that the Moderna people are being paid to keep their mouths shut about the ingredients of the vax. Or, by the way, I have a story on my blog about graphene oxide, purporting to be from the fellow who designed it, who has contempt for the useless eaters. That was a phrase Henry Kissinger used to describe most of the world's population, useless eaters. And where he said, actually, once you have the graphene oxide in your system, and remember that Moderna product employee was talking about exactly what it does to your body, that there's an easy way to measure that you really have, there's a 10-year life expectancy max after you've got the graphene oxide. And if you measure the amount in your system, if it's 10%, then you got 9 years, 20%, 8, 30%, 7, and so forth. You can find that on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. You can also find there this story about the bombshell of the FDA allowing whistleblower testimony. Now, it's very stunning that the FDA is allowing this testimony to come out. I think they see the writing on the wall that this whole program, although it's going to be successful in killing hundreds of millions, even billions of people, that it's not going to be a success. It's not going to achieve the goals, and that the truth is emerging. I think they want to cover the FDA. It's absolutely fascinating that you had a vote of so many, 16-2 against approving the booster shots, and that they allowed this testimony to take forth. Now, that's not only on my blog, but I have embedded the UK funeral director's report there, too. So go to jamesfatzer.org, and I believe it's right now the very first story, and you'll be able not only to read the FDA, the report about the FDA coming from the Health Impact News, which I have now seen from several reports is highly reliable in this area, but you'll be able to watch the funeral director's report. Danny, give me your take on what this fellow John O'Leary has to say.
Okay, I sent you an image, sir, on your Skype. You might want to pull up to add to this. But, you know, I was listening to O'Leary, and I was very shocked by the methodical way that he presented his case. He started off by talking about his vast experience at being a funeral director. And he also talked about how he worked for the coroner for many, many years. So he has a lot of experience and a lot of medical experience as well. And he went into saying that in the beginning, he talked about how every death was labeled a COVID death. And we can see that happening in the United States. I mean, he talked about case after case where people died of cancer. He brings up a little girl died of cancer. He brings up, you know, senior citizens that died of regular ailments. And all of a sudden, he was being told that they had to be labeled as a COVID death. And he thought that to be very strange. He had never seen anything like that before. You know, and many family members were worried about that the body would not be dressed and treated appropriately because of some threat of a virus on the body. And he simply ignored that out of respect for the families. And then he went on with a timeline, sir, which I found very, very powerful about how soon when the vaccine came out, all of a sudden it became about, you know, the death started happening with the vaccine. But it was very the most disturbing part of the report, and I would highly encourage everybody, this is a must-see report, is the fact that people started dying with this drug that was being given out or administered at the nursing homes. It was some sort of sedative, and it was so nasty that he said he began to find the vials next to the beds of the patients he would pick up. And basically, he came right out and said that they were being euthanized with this drug, and then they were only to make it look like a COVID death. Very, very scary and disturbing, sir, in his testimony. And he gave case example after case example, backing up with evidence, sir, and finding the vial of this particular medication that we use to knock them out or euthanize them next to the beds of the senior citizens as he went to the funeral home. He said he's never been to the same funeral home multiple times in the same day in his entire career. I mean, it was very, very profound, very powerful testimony, firsthand testimony from a man that's on the ground in that industry, seeing this happen, sir, time and time again. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's one of the most profound testimonies that I've heard about the COVID death since this thing has started. And then at the end, he goes on to say that all of the people that are coming in now that he sees, their deaths, are they're all vaxxed, double jabbed, I believe is how he says it. And it's very disturbing. He said he doesn't see anybody dying that has been unvaxxed. The only people he sees are the people that are vaxxed, and he's the guy that takes care of their bodies. Very, very disturbing, and I hope, again, sir, everybody sees his testimony, and they must see that video and hear it from him. And then at the end, he identifies himself. He tells the public where who he is, where he works, how to check his license. I mean, it just is extreme. This is the kind of gentleman that needs to get in front of our Congress. He needs to get in front of the FDA and explain what he's seeing. And everybody in the public worldwide, sir, needs to listen to this.
It may be the best you and I can do is get this out to the Power Hour Nation and to Revolution Radio, where we have a very large audience that cares about these issues in the hope they might do something. Let me encourage every one of you. You could send a link to the article on my blog at jamesfatzer.org that includes the video. If, after watching the video, you think your mayor, your public health officials, Dane County, we've had a lockdown. We're back into wearing masks. I believe if you were to write to these people, in your representative in the House, your United States Senator, pick out some of the articles I have there on masks and how damaging they are, because I'm convinced we're part of a three-stage program to bring about massive death to fulfill the Deagle.com prediction, which is the following, that Deagle.com is a website with powerful military intelligence connections, and they're projecting that the U.S. population is going to drop from 330 million in 2020 to, get this, 65 million in 2025. That's a drop of 265 million. And I'll tell you, frankly, they're well on their way, and that's going to include a lot of friends, neighbors, and relatives. I mean, I'm just dumbfounded by what's taking place here, Danny. So I think you're making some extremely telling points. And I encourage everyone to do just as I'm suggesting. Go to my blog, jamesfetzer.org. And because this is something you can do from the convenience of your home, using your computer, start sending out emails with links and spell out some of the content you find there and why this is so alarming, and that these officials who are supposed to be representing our interests need to do something about it. But, you know, it's fairly stunning, Danny. I think that Biden has exempted so many different groups. It's completely shocking, Danny, that he's exempted the judiciary. He's exempted the Congress. He's exempted the postal union. I mean, there's just a list of elites who are being exempted. And at the UN, too, they're having a big meeting this week. But the elites aren't required to have had the jab. The elites aren't required to have a vaccine card. The elites aren't being required to be subjected to these repeated tests. Mind you, that means these elites expect to be among those who survive to control the world in the future after this massive globalist genocidal program has been fulfilled. Danny, your thoughts.
Sure. I have a list that I sent you on the Skype there if you want to post it on to refer to on the exemption. I would like to talk. Would you mind if we went through that exemption list right now?
Would that be okay? I wish you would, Danny. I wish you would.
Okay. Well, if you want to post that just for reference, but, you know, if you take a look at who's on there, sir, I'd like to make some points. You take a look at Congress right away. Now, Congress and all of their employees are exempt. And I'd like to know or raise the question anyway, at least this is the thoughts in my head. Why all of a sudden is Congress and their employees exempt from getting the jab? They're all chasing us with the needle. But all of a sudden, for some reason, if you think about it, why is Congress? I mean, shouldn't they be getting the jab if it's so helpful? And what about their employees? I mean, it reminds me of Obamacare when they were giving out exemptions. All of a sudden, Congress and their employees were having a big issue because they couldn't afford the payments, so they were exempted. Well, now all of a sudden, we have our Congress and their employees exempted when you look at the list. Then we see federal judges are on the list, okay? Well, why are federal judges and their employees all of a sudden exempt from getting the jab? Well, what's so special about them? Don't they go to the store and go grocery shopping? Don't they hang out in public? Don't they go to golf courses? Don't they do all the same movie theater? Don't they do the same thing? But why all of a sudden have they deemed them, exempt, and all of a sudden COVID somehow doesn't affect Congress or judiciary judges, federal judges, or their employees? It doesn't make any sense, sir.
Danny, let me interject. If the unvaccinated pose a threat, then how can the members of Congress allow themselves to go unvaccinated? They're a threat to themselves. They're even claiming that the unvaccinated are a threat to the vaccinated. How is that possible? If the vaccine works, then they're protected. It's the unvaccinated who are not protected. So you want to protect the protected from the unprotected? How does that work? And look at the massive hypocrisy. Obviously, if you're exempting the Congress, the legislative, the executive branch, the judiciary from having the vax, then obviously the vax doesn't work, and COVID is not a threat. Look at the combination. They're not being required to take the vax. Why? Because these elitists know that the COVID is not real. The COVID is fake. The pandemic is phony. I must say, I've been following this and reporting on it virtually every single day since May of 2020. Think about it. For over a year, I've been making at least one report every day, with the exception more recently of weekends. But even there now, more often than not, and you can find from the period of May of 2020 to November of 2020, I had a show called JimTheConspiracyGuy.com. Now, it got a small viewership, but the programs were quite powerful, including several with Danny Siras. And since I could no longer afford the $100 a month to keep it going, what I did is to create a web page at jamesfetzer.org, a web page where I moved the 65 shows I'd done during that period to jamesfetzer.org. So if you go to my blog, you can just do a search on the 65 shows or on jimconspiracyguy.com. And the very first show was on the coronavirus pandemic, showing that in the European Union, for some 15 different countries, there was no increase in mortality, even though the claim was being made that it was spiking, that there was this huge death rate. Individuals were going to hospitals that were supposed to be overflowing with COVID patients to find they were empty. The same thing is happening here in the U.S. today. You could go up and watch MSNBC or CNN, and you're told the hospitals are overflowing with COVID patients. I'm telling you, that's all bullshit. It's not happening. They are lying their faces off. And by the way, while you're there, if you're on that page with the 65 shows, scroll down to, I think it might be 44 or 45. I do a return to explain how the COVID pandemic fits into the Democratic Party agenda and how Antifa and Black Lives Matter are really public relations fundraising entities for the Democratic National Party. It turns out if you contribute to them, the money goes to the Democrats. You got to think about this. We have to get real. Danny and I are doing our best to bring you the truth. We have no axe to grind. We're basically apolitical. We just want to get the truth out there. And Danny, I got to say, you've been doing a great job. Continue.
Thank you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. So the next one on the list, sir, the White House staff. This list keeps growing. I mean, now we got White House staff that doesn't have to get the jab. So let's take a look at that. Don't they go out in public? Of course they do.
A White House staff is obviously interacting with the president and the vice president. If they don't get the jab, then they're potential candidates to give the president or the vice president the COVID. If the COVID were real, this would be absurd. Danny, I'm so pleased you want to go back through this list because it reveals the whole thing is a sham, it's fake, it's phony, and our highest elected officials and members of public health are trying to kill us. Have no doubt about it. They know the truth. They know the truth. They know these mRNA vaccines are perfectly designed killing machines, and they're promoting them. They are promoting them. Mind you, these are mass murders in some of the highest offices of the land. The Tony Fauci's and Deborah Burks and the Joe Biden's and the everyone else is promoting the vax, not to mention Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwab's of the world with the Great Reset. These people are your mortal enemy. They are trying to bring about massive depopulation of planet Earth so they and their allies, their buddies, the elites, can control the entirety of Earth. That's what's going on. Have no doubt about it. Danny.
Well, I would agree with that, sir. And then you got Secret Service and everybody else in there. You would think that, you know, it would be very important for them to be protected if this so-called jab worked. The next on the list, sir, is CDC employees and then FDA employees. Why are they exempt from their own jab, sir? If it's so good and it's so protective and they're making this valuable vaccine, why wouldn't they want to take it, sir? Why would all of a sudden they can be out in public, they can go to the store, the movie theater, and they're going to get some sort of pass that says, excuse me, I don't have to wear a mask, I don't need to have the jab, just simply because I have this privileged job, and maybe you don't have that job, so therefore you have to go take the jab and I don't? I don't know what you think about that, sir, but that exemption doesn't make any sense at all to me whatsoever.
Yeah, Danny, you're 100% correct. And by the way, we're coming up on a break. I want to give out the call-in number. I want to give out the call-in number for anyone who'd like to call in, and I'll bet there are quite a few today. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. It's not the usual number for Revolution Radio, of course. It's a number for the Power Hour. 844-769-2944. After the break, Danny and I will take calls, and I will be astonished if you're not simply dumbfounded by what you're hearing from us here today. Danny, continue with your comments while we have a few minutes yet.
Yeah, so we got the CDC and the FDA on the exemption list, sir, but then we have the post office and the postal workers, all the employees, the mail carriers. Now, if you think about it, the mail carriers are out handling the mail, touching everybody's mailbox. They're all over the place, spreading this deadly disease. But some reason, they're exempt, and they don't have to have the jab. What's with the post office getting an exemption? Does that mean that FedEx and UPS are going to get one? I haven't seen that yet. But for some reason, postal employees all get an exemption to the jab. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, sir. Then we have
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B. for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it, that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes, that Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it, that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes, that Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting here today on the Power Hour with the Power Hour Nation with my special guest, Danny Siris. I apologize. We had a feedback issue at my end. We've got it clarified now. Danny, I want you to continue your recap of this exemption list, because the exemption list is a smoking gun proving beyond any doubt that the whole pandemic and the vaccination is a hoax. And it's one that's intended to be devastating to the American people, but not the elites. Go through your list, Danny.
Well, what we were talking about, sir, is can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Yeah, what we're talking about is really ironic. It just doesn't make any sense, sir. You know, why would a postal worker, the mail carriers that are out in public interacting with the public, if this thing were true, why are they getting an exemption to the jab? You know, I just don't understand.
Danny, they're given an exemption because they know the election of 2020 was stolen with mail-in balloting. They know. They have the facts. So this is to pacify them and keep them quiet. That's what's going on with the postal workers. But your point is exemplary. If indeed the virus were real, if there were a bona fide pandemic, then postal workers would be among those who ought to be the first to get the jab if it actually worked, because you don't want them spreading the virus all over the country through the mail system, which they obviously would be doing if it were real. So here you have prima facie proof that the pandemic is not real and that the vax is fraudulent. And the fact that you have all the highest ranking members of the judicial, legislative, and executive branches also exempt is further proof. Who would we most want to protect if, in fact, the pandemic were real by giving the vax, if the vax worked? The president, the vice president, the secretary of the House, the president pro tem of the Senate, the members of the U.S. Supreme Court, go on from there, Danny. But they're exempt. They're exempt because the Biden administration didn't want to piss them off into blowing the whistle that the whole thing is a fraud. So it's a way of pacifying them too. Danny, you're making such great points here. I think this exemption list is a killer. And believe me, it is blowing apart the whole myth of the pandemic and the jab combined. Continue, Danny.
Well, then we have the Pfizer and Moderna employees, sir. I think we should talk about that. Why are the manufacturers of the vaccine, why are they exempt from the jab? Interesting that that is...
If they know what's in it. So if you force them to take it, they'd blow the whistle. I mean, all this is to control those sources that would be in the position to make a difference if they had the opportunity by giving them exemptions that if it were real and if the vax actually worked, would make no sense whatsoever, which is why this exemption list refutes the hypothesis that the pandemic is real and the vax actually works. This is about as powerful a reputation as we could possibly have on the political side. We know these physicians, these phonies, these frauds like Tony the Rat, Fauci, who knows better, who was predicting a pandemic back in 2017, that there'd be a surprise pandemic in the Trump administration. How can Anthony Fauci be predicting a pandemic in 2017 years in advance and it be a surprise? How can Tony Fauci, who's the official in our government to prepare us to deal with pandemics, not have been prepared? How can Anthony Fauci know that masks actually do damage from the study of the Spanish flu, and who even admitted that masks are bad in a 2019 video, now be telling us everyone's got to wear a mask? I mean, the enormity of the fraud, the deception on the American people. Everyone in this audience has to understand why you've got to start protesting. They are killing you. They are killing your relatives. They are killing your family. They are killing your neighbors. They are killing your military. They are killing everything that makes a difference between life and death for the American people. They're doing it, and they are on the march. If you remain silent, you are complicit. I'm giving you a simple way to respond. Go to my blog at jamesfetzer.org. Check out. You've even got that video with the mortician, the funeral director from the UK, who's laying it all out. Look at the evidence I have there. Go back through my blog. Go to my BitChute site, BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and just start looking at some of the presentations there, especially from the doctors. I'm a doctor, but a PH, not an MD. So I say, you know, you want to go right to the experts. There's a brilliant compilation of reports from the best qualified medical people who are willing to speak out. Because the AMA, God forbid, is threatening to take the license of anyone who opposes the jab. They're threatening to put them out of business. They got the average doctor has been grossly intimidated. Danny, this is the greatest tragedy, the greatest absurdity, the greatest obscenity to befall the United States its entire history.
I would agree, sir. And, you know, to continue on the list, we also have, you know, like I said, we have the CDC, the FDA, we have Moderna, we have Pfizer. But we also have, sir, why would they put the illegal aliens on the list? They now have an exemption, so anybody sneaking over the border illegally, sir, doesn't have to get the jab. The Muslim refugees from Afghanistan do not have to get the jab. They're giving them ivermectin on the flights, and they don't have to get the jab. I don't understand that one at all. That makes no sense.
Everyone out there in the audience, the American government is giving ivermectin to the Afghan refugees. Listen, how many of those guys are suicide bombers? How many are going to start blowing up buildings right here in the United States? If they did it in Afghanistan, do you think their hatred, their animosity, their despise for the United States and America has suddenly disappeared because they were put on a plane and flown a few thousand miles to receive benefits, compliments of the Democratic Party? The Democrats are expecting all these migrants are going to vote Democrat, Danny. They're flying them to red states where they need more votes. Donald Trump wiped them out in 2020. That's why they've adopted these extreme measures. They're trying to save the party, and their political control has nothing to do with benefiting the American people. I've yet to see a single policy come from the Democratic Party that's of any benefit to the American people. This is a calamity for the United States. The Democrat Party might as well rename itself the CCP Party, because they've gone full communist socialist. Danny, I used to think that was crank talk. I used to think that was someone wearing a tinfoil hat. Listen to what we're discussing here today. It is 100% correct. And he even got it from an anchor in communist China. Danny, that was a great find. But what you're reporting here about this list of exemption is staggering, because it's proof on its face that the whole pandemic and the vaccines is fraudulent, because the people who should be the first in line to receive them, if it were real, are being given exemptions, Danny. Go for it.
Well, I'd like to tie this together, sir, with just a hypothesis or opinion I have, if I may. But just to recap this list, sir, there is a science to this list, kind of joking with saying that. And the science is, sir, are they rewarding the people that are putting this on the American people? So let's just recap it really quick. We have Congress on the list. Now, Congress, did many of them go along with the fraud of January 6th and the certification to put in our fake Joe Biden and look the other way when they knew we had a fraudulent election? And is there reward now? And hence, for them doing that, they get an exemption for the jab. That's what I would like to say. The judicial branch, let's take a look at that. You know what? Did they look the other way? Did judges not stick their heads out and try to block the certification? And we didn't see any of that. They seemed to be awful quiet with all the certification and the fraud of the election. Is there reward, sir, an exemption to the jab? You know, how about the White House staff? You know, they're keeping their mouth quiet. They're not saying anything. They're going along with the fraud. It seems that their reward, sir, is an exemption from the jab. How about the CDC employees, sir? They know what's going on. They see the fraud. They work there. They know what's going on. Okay? Is their reward an exemption from the jab to go along? How about the FDA employees that are working? You know, are they going along with this fraud that they can see the damage? They see the papers. They hear from the doctors. Okay? Is their reward an exemption from the jab? How about the postal workers? Okay, let's talk about that. The postal workers stole ballots, and we have that confirmed from postal whistleblowers that came forward. They backdated ballots illegally to help the Democrats fraudulently steal the election of 2020. I'd like to say, sir, is there reward for staying quiet and helping pulling off the fraud an exemption from the jab? How about the national intelligence employees and the CIA that are quiet? And they're helping to pull off this fraud. Is there reward and exemption from the jab? How about the Pfizer employees? You know, don't they manufacture the jab in the first place? They're the ones making sick and injuring everybody. And their employees that know what's going on. So their silence and helping put this on the world, is there reward and exemption for the jab? The Moderna, you could add them to the list. Is there reward an exemption from the jab? How about illegal aliens and the Muslim refugees that are coming over, okay? Well, we got illegals coming over here to what? To be new Democrat voters, right? Well, if they knew that they had to take the jab, maybe they wouldn't be wanting to come over here like they are. So, you know what? In doing what they're doing, is their reward, sir, an exemption from the jab? I mean, this list, sir, reeks of everybody that's going along to go against the American people, to cause harm and follow this agenda. They all seem to be one by one getting a reward, sir, and that reward seems to be that they're getting an exemption from the jab. Well, people that don't want this to happen to our country.
Danny, you're 100% correct. 100% correct. It's all totally manipulative, but a refute. It's a honest to God smoking gun refutation of the claim that the pandemic is real and the vax works. That the groups that, if it were real and if the vax did work, ought to have been the very first to be inoculated, including the Supreme Court of the United States, the executive branch of the U.S. government, the U.S. military. They're going ahead with that because the objective is to destroy our military. But look at the Moderna. Look at the Pfizer. Look at illegal aliens. For God's sake, give us a break. Who knows how many unbelievable diseases they're bringing into the United States. Let me speak now to Power Hour Nation and Revolution Radio members of our audience. They're going after our children. They're going after our grandchildren. And the school boards are participating. The school boards are insisting on mask mandates, which do tremendous harm, especially to young people, children, who need oxygen to develop their brains. I project we're going to have an average loss of IQ across the United States with a mask generation by a minimum of 10 points. And I published a book on the evolution of intelligence. I know whereof I speak. They're going to be destroying the functional intelligence of our young people. You've got to go after the school boards. You've got to go after the mayors, operate at a local level, get rid of the mask mandates, get rid of the school board. You've got to revolt. You've got to go to these meetings. You've got to speak up. You've got to send mail, email. You've got to protest. You've got to get out in the streets. I'm telling you, this is a catastrophe befalling the United States. Now, I offered courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning for 35 years at a wide range of institutions of higher learning, Kentucky, University of Virginia, University of Cincinnati, New College of the University of South Florida, the North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Duluth Campus, University of Minnesota, 35 years. I've never seen so much evidence to substantiate the difference between two hypotheses, the one being that the pandemic is real and the vax works versus the pandemic is fake and the vax will kill you. The evidence is simply overwhelming. There's only, it's a key to scientific reasoning to sort out the difference between the fabricated and the real evidence, because what you're hearing on television, what you're reading in your newspapers is propaganda and disinformation. Danny has performed a great service here by emphasizing this exemption list. Just bear in mind, if that list of exemptions stands, it refutes the hypothesis that the pandemic is real and the vax works, because all of those who would be most responsible for maintaining our government, most in need of protection, are not getting protection they would need if the pandemic were real and the facts worked. And believe me, by God, they would give themselves a benefit. They give themselves every other benefit. They give themselves a health care policy the American people do not enjoy. There ought to be a law that Congress can pass, no law that does not apply to every single member of Congress and the executive branch and the judiciary without exception. These are people who have become elitists. They don't care about the common man. This is part and parcel of the reason we're in such deep doo-doo today. It's all bullshit. It must come to an end. They just stole the California recall by having a print your own ballot at home method that's virtually free from audits. anyone who seriously thinks Kevin Newsom was, you know, kept in office by virtually a 2-to-1 margin really doesn't understand California politics. They hate Kevin Newsom in California. And to have Biden come out and campaign for him and talk against Trump, California went for Trump in 2020. So did Minnesota. I was predicting it. Sidney Powell explained with a map how Trump had carried the nation coast to coast. There were a tiny number of states that did not go for him, but the overwhelming majority did. 410 electoral votes. That's why today in America, we're in a totalitarian state where you're going to be declared to be a domestic terrorist on at least three different grounds. Number one, if you think there was something funny about the 2020 election, when the evidence is overwhelming, including Mike Lindell's three-day marathon where he presented hundreds of different forms of proof the election had been stolen, then you are, in the eyes of the Biden administration, a domestic terrorist. If you question the events of 6 January, which I guarantee you 100% was manufactured, we have James, the brother of John Sullivan, a leader of Antifa, explaining that his brother led 226 Antifa members dressed as Trump supporters into the Capitol to smear Donald Trump. He had nothing to do with it. Even the FBI has admitted they had warnings in advance. The Capitol Police asked for reinforcement. They were not sent. Why? Because Nancy Pelosi wanted to have this as a gimmick, as a staged event in order to smear Donald Trump. And by the way, let me mention in passing, Barack Obama nullified the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 by the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, where the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 precluded the use of the same techniques of propaganda and disinformation within the United States, including creating riots by paying people to riot and all kinds of, you know, other kinds of events, stage lootings, a whole bit. This is what happened on January 6th. Barack Obama made that lawful in the United States by the Smith-Mundt Act of 2012, just in time to bring us Sandy Hook. And believe me, I have documented a whole host of the floodgate of phony events that he unleashed in the following, including the Boston bombing, Orlando and Dallas, Charlottesville, Parkland, Las Vegas. I have books on most of these, which Amazon.com has banned. Go to moonrockbooks.com, moonrockbooks.com, if you want to learn the truth. Or go to, you know, all of those events on the 65 shows, including How to Spot a False Flag Part 1, How to Spot a False Flag Part 2, and you will have the scales fall from your eyes. And in the third place, if you question the reality of the pandemic or the efficacy of the vax, as we've been massively documenting here, then once again, you're going to be classified as a domestic terrorist. The CDC, in case you missed the memo, is already talking about COVID camps. They're calling them green zones for those who are unvaxxed. Believe me, the COVID camps are going to be like roach motels. You can check in, but you can't check out. They want everyone to be vaxxed because otherwise the unvaxxed stand as a control group to contrast with the vaxxed. And as the vax start dropping dead right and left, they don't want the unvaxxed to show that it was all the vax. Mind you, even the Red Cross is no longer taking blood from the vaccinated because it wipes out your natural antibodies and makes you vulnerable the next time. We're going to have a massive number of people die. Sad to say, that's include many of our friends and relatives here, as we have the flu season approach once again, where they fabricated numbers, by the way. Last year, there were 38 million instances, cases of the flu. This year, 2,000. So what do you think? We just lost 37,998,000 cases of the flu? No, they were all reclassified as COVID. This has been a gigantic scam of the proportions so large that it constitutes a big lie. Hitler observed, people aren't going to be fooled by little lies because they commit them all the time. But most cannot imagine lies of the degree of magnitude here, which is the greatest scam in the history of the world. It exceeds the moon landing. It exceeds 9/11. what we're going through right now is the greatest fraud in the history of the world. And unfortunately, it's going to have catastrophic results for the people. You must understand what's going on. Do something about it. And for God's sake, at all costs, avoid the jab. Danny, a few thoughts. I can't commend you enough for coming on the show today. You've been simply excellent.
Well, sir, I, you know, your conclusion is, in my opinion, is right on. I mean, the exemption list alone should be enough to tell the American people why are these people that of such importance getting an exemption. But then again, we have illegal aliens on there that don't have to get the jab. You know, I'd like to say maybe they just wouldn't come here if they knew they had to get the jab because, you know, they don't want the jab, but they keep coming because they're exempt from it.
Danny, what's going on doesn't make any sense. Danny, they want those illegal aliens to vote Democrat. They're bringing them in, giving them a red carpet. They're giving them free health care. They're going to give them Social Security. The Democrats are basically paying them to become Democrat voters. That's what's going on at the southern border and flying them from Afghanistan. And I just wonder, and we may find out, how many suicide bombers are they flying in from Afghanistan? Because the Afghans hate the United States. They hate the Americans. Blowing up that big explosion, which, by the way, the U.S. military knew was going to happen, can begin happening, be repeated here in the USA. And for that, you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party to thank. I want you to realize when your friends and relatives start dropping dead, that you have Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrat Party to thank. Don't forget, believe me, that's what's going on here in the USA today. It's a calamity of unprecedented proportions. I want to thank everyone who allowed me to come on to guest host once again and encourage the Power Hour Nation to do something about it. I've given you a few suggestions. Really, truly, act as though your life depended upon it, because frankly, it does. Thank you once again. Goodbye.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect, Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict.